Didn't expect him to be so excited about silverware. Last week, I preached about Luke's account of Jesus' baptism and about how John the Baptist says that one is coming after him who will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And I talked about how I find it a little ironic that what we don't want the most, which is hell, has this imagery of fire that seems to never consume you, but just constantly you're in the fire, never able to get out of it. And that what we want the most, which is this gift of the Holy Spirit, also has this imagery of fire. And throughout Scripture, it has actually fire that doesn't consume where God's presence is, not where God's presence is absent, like the burning of the bush for Moses. Now, this idea of fire also leads me to, you know, the end of my sermon where I said, may God set you on fire. Now, I didn't mean that literally. I meant the internal fire. And we have a way that we talk about that to one another. And what we say is, I have a burning desire. Right? I have a burning desire to, and I'll let you kind of fill in your own blank. Maybe it's what you set for your New Year's resolution. But if we talk about burning desires, I think we have to be honest and say there are bad burning desires. Ask any addict. And all of us are addicts of some sort. I have a burning desire for attention or power or money or attractiveness, whatever it may be in your life. But this burning desire has a double-edged sword because we have the negative side of it, but we also have the part of it that ignites your heart. And that part that really ignites your heart can lead you to do unbelievably amazing things in this lifetime. And we listen to 1 Corinthians today, where it talks about how this gift of the Spirit is within you. And that for each one of us, it is different. For some of us, it's wisdom. For others, it's knowledge. For others, it's faith or healing or working of miracles. But God instills within each one of us these, what we term today as, you know, gifts or talents. You know, all of November and December, I kept saying, I need all of you to go fill out your time and talent sheet, right? Which is important to do. Thank you for those of you who did it. You'll probably be hearing from somebody in the next 2 weeks or so, or 2 months or so. But that reality aside, it's important for us to acknowledge the things that we do have to offer the world. And I'm not just talking the church, because the church isn't this building. You people are the church. So the church is out in the world offering your gifts of the Spirit each and every day. There's this devotion that I read when I was a young adult by Max Lucado that actually I turn to occasionally because I like to be reminded of this. And here's what he writes. Want to know God's will for your life? Then answer this question. What ignites your heart? Forgotten orphans? Untouched nations? The inner city? The outer limits? Heed the fire within. Do you have a passion to sing? Then sing. Are you stirred to manage? Then manage. Do you ache for the ill? Then treat them. Do you hurt for the lost? Then teach them. And then he goes on to say that as a young man, he felt this call to preach, but he wasn't actually sure if he was hearing the call right. So he goes to this pastor that he always admired. And he says his counsel still rings true as he said, don't preach unless you have to. And as he pondered these words, he found himself saying, I have to. If I don't, the fire will consume me. So what is the fire that consumes you? Because for each one of us, it's different. And I think this question is so important for us to take time to think about. So I'm actually going to play a video that you have seen before. I played it years ago. It's a song by Matthew West. But while you're watching this video, what I want you to be thinking to yourself and kind of meditating on is this question, what is the fire that consumes you? I think the fire that is within us actually changes. You know, when I was in seminary, I was completely focused and just had this fire for science and faith. And I thought for sure my first call, it's all I would talk about and I would annoy them all. I don't actually think I mentioned it once. What happened was, is once I got down there, I learned there were these tomato pickers who were just experiencing huge human injustice. I mean, we're talking hot fields of Florida, and they weren't even allowed water breaks or shade, just superhuman rights, right? And so I found myself doing crazy things I thought I'd never do out in protest. I mean, I was in the paper all the time. I actually had a parishioner who would text me every Saturday and go, saw you in there again, you know? And so I came up here and I was like, we got cherry pickers and blueberry pickers and apple pickers. And you know what I found myself doing? Being annoyed that when the homeless walked through my door, I had nowhere to send them. So I was like, we have to do something about this. It was a new fire. And so we did. We worked hard to create this homeless shelter that we now have, you know. And I've been on this board since its inception, and I'm stepping off before my sabbatical, and I'm wondering when I come back, you know, what will be like the new fire for me and what I have to offer. I mean, Emmanuel itself, you guys started this church with a fire for those with disabilities, all right? That's why we are a completely accessible church. And why Tuesday nights still, if you drop by on a Tuesday night, you will see numerous men and women over in the fellowship hall worshiping God through the outreach ministry of the Association of Interfaith Ministries, AIM. And you didn't stop there. Then there was this thing about families at Christmas. I guess you wanted them to be cared for, you know? So you write this grant and you start this thing called Christmas Outreach, which caught fire throughout the whole community. And now it's not even ours. It's a whole community endeavor. And you didn't stop there. Then you were like, you know what? There are so many people alone on Thanksgiving Day who just need a hot meal, and we want it to be a home-cooked meal. And so you started up this community Thanksgiving dinner for anybody. It's not just for the poor, right? It's for everybody who just needs maybe their empty nesters, parents the first time by themselves. And then when I started talking about the homeless, you said, well, let's do something about that. And you raised the $11,000 to get the doors open for that homeless shelter and buy the supplies that we needed for that first year. And this is a church that from its inception has been listening to that fire from within and changing lives every year since. You see, when we talk about this stuff in church, we get caught up with, you know, how many people are in the seats. I mean, I look around this morning, I'm like, man, how many people didn't want to go out in the cold, right? And we worry about the bank account on Sunday morning, but none of it is about that. What it is about is this fire within and the difference that we make by listening to that. God takes care of the rest. So I really did want us to sit on that question for a minute, because it is so important in your life and in the church's life and in the life of the world. What is the fire that consumes you? Amen.